Amazon is ready for some football. We're breaking down its $50 million streaming deal with the NFL.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So the NFL has reached a deal to stream 10 Thursday night games with Amazon as the e-commerce giant continues to aggressively position itself as a premier source of entertainment content. The one-year agreement is valued around $50 million, a price tag that's five times as much as the NFL's agreement with Twitter for the same number of games last season. Let's break it all down with the Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran. Welcome, Shalini.
Thank you.
So first off, with this being five times as much as what Twitter paid for the same thing last year, there are all these rumblings that Amazon overpaid. Some say that the NFL walked away the real winner here. But I suspect Amazon knows what it's doing. It tends to go big or go home and show up its naysayers. Why does this deal make sense for Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, $50 million, first off, is a drop in the bucket for Amazon.
Right.
Yes, it is five times what Twitter paid. But, you know, it's not going to hurt their earnings in any way, shape, or
right.
form. But I think the bigger picture here is that they want to go after premium sports rights, and they are willing to pay more than other bidders for it. We reported back in November that they were they're interested in going after premium sports to create a kind of premium sports package that would be an add-on to Prime. And this isn't going to be costing Prime subscribers more, but you could see down the line that they'd like to stack up more of these rights. And I think that it's one of those big moments that can really help them show to even other sports leagues that they're really in this and are willing to go far.
Yeah, and not to mention it specifically distinguishes itself from its biggest streaming competitors like Netflix and Hulu, which I'm sure it's obviously thinking about always.
That's right. And Netflix and Hulu have consistently said, you know, our platforms aren't really made for sports because we're on demand. We'll see. With Hulu, it's kind of changing now because they're getting into the live TV business. So they will definitely have sports streaming live, but as part of like a skinny TV bundle. Whereas Amazon is trying to really continue to drive the value for a Prime member. So now as a Prime member, you can get the free two-day shipping. You've got music, movies, TV shows, and now NFL Thursday night games.
Right. So Amazon is unique among the streaming world. Is it thinking about how it can uniquely target the streaming sports fans? What are they potentially thinking about?
So it's an e-commerce giant, and that's its biggest business. So it's really trying to, it's really thinking a lot about how it can target sports fans, like a lacrosse fan with like lacrosse gear, and,
right.
you know, football fans and others with other kind of ancillary products that it could sell and make money off of. So, I mean, at the end of the day, they want to sell shoes, and that's what we have to keep
right.
in mind in thinking about any of their investments. So
right.
they want to be selling you stuff and hope that the more time you spend on their service watching movies or football, you're going to be spending more time buying stuff.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran about Amazon's $50 million streaming deal with the NFL. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. In keeping with Amazon's theme of always thinking big picture, setting the bar higher, are they thinking about the doors this opens for them on a global level in terms of audience, in terms of other deals like this?
So I think they are. So Amazon also in recent months has gone global with its Prime Video service, even though the free shipping isn't available in every market where it is. It does offer video. And so it's trying to kind of make a brand for itself in content first in some of these new markets, and then kind of bring in the main core, you know, free two-day shipping Prime membership that we all know. And so that's kind of an interesting thing. So I'm sure that they are interested in rights far and wide. And we know that they also filed showed interest in bidding for the Indian Premier League cricket rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of looking everywhere for where they can grab onto rights.
Always thinking big. Shalini, thanks as always for the time.
All right, thank you.
For more on the Wall Street Journal's Shalini Ramachandran's coverage of the TV and broadband industry, check out her stories at WSJ.com. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.